What is some of the worst or maybe even craziest advice we get as dentists? I know I've gotten tons of crazy advice over the years, and you probably have too. So think what some of yours are, and maybe they'll match mine. Hey there, I'm Dr. Richard Matto. I'm co-founder of the Matto Center for Dental Practice Success, and I'm your host of the Dental Practice Fixers podcast, or you might want to call it the Dental Practice Fixers podcast for dentists, featuring mystery shopper calls. That's a really long name. Somebody some time ago told me that for SEO, for search engine optimization purposes, I should call it the Dental Practice Fixers podcast for dentists, featuring mystery shopper calls. That's a mouthful. I'm not sure if that advice is actually good or not, but that kind of brings me or segues. I've been wanting to use that term segue for a few weeks now. Segues to some great advice I'm about to give you. Now, if you remember a few episodes ago, I promised that during this year, I'd be giving lots of great recommendations for practice building, for marketing, lowering your overhead, all kinds of good stuff. So just for a brief second, I want to talk about SEO, search engine optimization. As we all know, the number one way the potential new patients try to find their new dental office these days is by going on Google or some other search engine. And of course, if you want people to find you, you've got to be really adept at search engine optimization. When they Google dentist near me, or braces, Baltimore, Maryland, cosmetic dentistry, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, whatever it is, you of course want to show up really high in that Google search. And I know there are tons of people out there claiming to be SEO experts. I know so many of them. I've been disappointed with so many of them, but I want to highly recommend Simple Impact Media. I know the owner personally. He's a great guy, but not only is he a great guy to deal with, he is a true SEO expert. He gives complete, personalized, customized SEO help, not cookie cutter like most of the other companies. So if you're looking for SEO, if you want to be found on Google, much better than you're being found now, contact my buddy Evan at Simple Impact Media. I set up an easy website, Matto.com/SEO. It's just Matto.com, MADOW.com/SEO, just the letters SEO. It's got a special deal for Matto, folks, listeners of the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. So go check it out if you want amazing SEO, the best in the biz, as they say. Okay, so I started talking about crazy advice because not too long ago on my e-newsletter, I did a little piece about responding to bad reviews. Oh, here I go again recommending something. Just give me a little slack because it's all important. If you're not getting my e-newsletter, you got to. It comes out a few times a week. Great practice building advice, information on our upcoming webinars, seminars, all kinds of good things. Just go to matto.com/newsletter to sign up. matto.com/newsletter. And if you're watching the video, you can see I am drinking out of my Dental Practice Fixers coffee, or in this case, greeting mug. We do a drawing every week. If you sign up for the newsletter, you're in the drawing to win a Dental Practice Fixers mug. Okay, so I did a little piece in the e-letter. It was about responding to bad reviews. And I'm not going to go into the whole thing here, but I talked about how you don't want to get involved in a peeing contest with some crazy idiot who's just looking for a fight. I gave my favorite piece of advice, which is never wrestle with a pig, because you both get dirty and the pig likes it. And that's what it's like responding to a bad review. Then I said, if you have to respond, I gave a very generic response that you could put. And I got so many responses, so many replies to my e-letter. One reader wrote in saying that my response, as generic as it was a complete HIPAA violation. And I'm going to be arrested by the HIPAA police. Then I got everything in between, all the way up to this extreme. Somebody told me that their marketing expert, everyone's an expert, recommended that for good SEO, when responding to a review, they should actually mention the procedure that the patient got, because then if somebody else is searching for that procedure, this will come up in their search. Now, that's totally a HIPAA violation. If you respond to a review, you say, like, hey, Mrs. Dinnerstein, your extraction and bone graft went great, despite your gag reflex and horrible halitosis. You should never, ever, you're not really allowed to confirm that that patient had a procedure done in your practice. I kind of feel like if they went on first and gave a review, well, That confirms they were a patient in your practice, doesn't it? But you've got to be careful if you're worried about the HIPAA police. I'm not all that worried, but hey, I got to give this advice here. And I also have to say this entire podcast is not legal advice. You need to check with your local rules and regulations. As Graham Nash once said, rules and regulations, who needs them? So anyway, I was thinking that these two people got such conflicting advice at total opposite ends of the spectrum. And I started thinking about some of the advice I'd gotten over the years, whether it was in a seminar or read it in a blog, heard it in a podcast. My favorites were always at the local study club. When I was a young dentist, all the older hotshot dentists would kind of pull you aside and put their hand on your shoulder and give you this sage advice. So I just want to talk about a few of those. See, maybe you've gotten similar advice. What I remember, again, when I was young, early on, a GP near me pulled me aside and said, "Hey, Rich, I've got some advice," because we were talking about specialists, and I was asking him who some of his favorite specialists were in the area. I was just beginning to meet all of the local specialists, and he said, "Rich, I'm going to tell you some advice. When you refer to a specialist, always give three choices. That way, if the specialist screws up, you can't be sued because you gave three choices." I'm thinking, like, this is really dumb advice. I mean, first of all, when I refer a patient to a specialist, I think about their situation, you know, whatever their clinical situation is, maybe even their personality, where they live, take all those things into account and refer them to who I think is the best specialist for them. It seems so wishy-washy. Oh, well, you can choose Dr. A, Dr. B, or Dr. C. I don't know who the hell to recommend you to. I'm just going to tell you everyone I know. What kind of recommendation is that? I got to tell you something. If I needed surgery and my intern has said, "I'm going to refer you to three different surgeons," I would say, "No, I want to know who's the best. You refer me to whoever you think is the best at this procedure. That's who I want to see." So I think it's bad for the patient to do it. I also think the advice is ridiculous. Oh, you can't be sued. I could just picture you in court right now. Like, "Oh, Your Honor, I referred a Mrs. Schmuckerdrucker to three orthodontists. I didn't tell her to pick the lousy one." It just makes no sense at all to me. So that's one piece of fun, crazy advice. Okay, here's another one. I used to hear this all the time. They say, you know, because I've written so many times about how we love all of our patients and we try to keep them all happy and in our practice. And if somebody's a chronic no-show or canceller, we can put them on the VIP list. It doesn't mean we have to dismiss them. But every now and then, if the patient doesn't pass the vomit test — my vomit test is, you see that name on the schedule and the entire team runs back to the bathroom and vomits in unison — that person does not belong in your practice. And it's time for a dismissal. So people would tell me, like, "You know, if you dismiss a patient, if you fire a patient from your practice, you can get charged with abandonment." Like, what? Charged? Have you ever heard of that happening in your entire career? And I'm thinking, you know what? There's a correct protocol. There is a proper way to dismiss a patient that is legal, ethical, moral, non-fattening, all those things. So yes, we shouldn't be going dismissing patients willy-nilly. But if and when the time comes, hopefully it's not that often, there's a correct way to do it. Do it correctly. You're not going to get sued for abandonment. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Here's another one I used to hear. I remember this so clearly. I was at a study club meeting with a bunch of my colleagues, and we just started, you know, giving each other practice advice, and we started discussing what our crown fees were. And some dentist said, "You can't discuss your fees with other dentists. That's collusion. That's a federal offense. That's collusion." It's like, are you serious again? Have you ever heard of a dentist getting in trouble for this? Now, look, price fixing, that's different. If everybody colludes to fix their prices to achieve a specific goal, to, you know, knock another dentist out of the equation or whatever reason, that obviously price fixing is illegal. But discussing your fees with other dentists, I mean, I can just picture the scene at the local prison. You know, you go and you meet your cellmate. You say, "Cellmate, what are you in for?" He says, "I murdered my mother. What are you here for?" And you say, "I was at my dental study club meeting, sir, and I discussed how much I charge for a scaling and root planing." It's like, well, I can just picture, you know, Thug Face Malone shaking in his boots. He said, "Oh, I'm afraid of you. Or just leave my mattress tag alone," you know, whatever. Crazy, crazy advice. Here's one of my faves. I heard this at a seminar one day. Extremely well-regarded dentist talking about referrals. He said the way that he asks for referrals is he gets a patient in his private office and he says, look, in order for this practice to stay in business, we need to continually grow with more new patients. So if you want to remain a patient here, you have to refer 3 patients of equal or greater value than you. I know you're thinking, Rich, you're making this up. I'm not making it up. I actually heard this from an incredibly respected dentist on stage at a large seminar. I mean, first, everything about this advice is nuts. Telling the patient that you're going to go out of business if they don't refer others and you won't be there for them. Saying you need to refer 3 patients of equal or greater value. What does that even mean? I can't imagine anybody responded positively to this. Okay, I'm going to give one more that I love, then we'll move on to our mystery shopper calls. Because, hey, after all, this is the Dental Practice Fixers podcast for dentists featuring mystery shopper calls. So we better do some mystery shopper calls. Whew, going crazy today. I remember a seminar, again, extremely well-regarded practice management person. He's talking about how important it is to show up at the office every day, ready to work, in a good mood. And he said, this is what I do. He said, every morning when I wake up, I go into the bathroom and I look in the mirror. I look straight at myself. I stare at myself and I point at myself and I repeat, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. Man, you're a loser. I mean, are you serious? Do you think stuff like that works? Look, I believe in goals and motivating yourself and positive self-talk and all those things, but looking in the mirror every morning and saying, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner cracks me up. If you like stuff like that, I will tell you, every single morning, I have what I call a moment of gratitude. I do mine on my balcony. As many of you know, I live in a condo in downtown Baltimore overlooking the harbor. It's a beautiful view from the balcony. You know, maybe you've got another place in your home or office that's really special to you. It doesn't have to be a beautiful view, just somewhere peaceful and quiet. Every morning I go out there, just 3 or 4 minutes, and have a moment of gratitude. Think about how thankful I am for what I have, for I'm living in a country like the U.S. or, you know, in your case, it may be a different country, Canada, Western Europe, Australia, wherever you are. If you're listening to this podcast or watching it, you probably have freedoms that a lot of people in other countries don't have. So I think about that and all the abundance that we have in our lives and my incredible family and friends. And I love what I do every day. Moment of gratitude every morning just gets things off in a nice, peaceful, positive mood to go in there and tackle the day. But hey, if I'm a winner, I'm a winner, I'm a winner works for you, go for it. Okay, let's move with our mystery shopper calls. Quick reminder though, that I, as I said at the beginning, I do love talking about lowering your overhead. And I do want to remind you that at the Matto Center, we use Stacks for our credit card processing because they do not charge that overage percentage, just a flat, low monthly fee. We save money every single month. It's certainly in the tens of thousands by now. I used to say, and it's probably true, that with all the money I saved from Stacks, I went out and bought a beautiful SUV. So I don't care what kind of car you have. I don't even care if you have a car. My point is, you can save a ton of money with Stacks. So just go to matto.com/save. to learn more, matto.com/save. Okay, it is on to our mystery shopper calls. I did one of my favorites, one of my all-time favorites. Potential new patient calls, asks a typical question, how much do you charge for a cleaning and a checkup? Yes, I put it in regular patient language. This is a person who is begging to come to your practice. They're calling you for a reason. They're not making phony phone calls if they ask this question. They want to know about becoming a patient in your practice. Should be pretty easy stuff. Okay, let's do it. Call number one.
Thank you for calling Dental. For assistance in English, please press 1. Para español, presione 2.
I guess I pressed 1.
Your call is being transferred.
Good morning, Melanie speaking.
Hi, Melanie. Can you tell me how much it would cost for just like a regular checkup and cleaning?
It would be
$295 US?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Cool. And is there any kind of like discount plan for a first-time patient, anything along those lines?
Well, that is kind of like our new patient special. It's $295 for a cleaning, exam, and full x-rays.
Oh, I got it. What does full x-rays mean exactly?
Like a full mouth series of x-rays. It's 18 images of each tooth in the mouth.
Wow, so 18 times 32. I can't even do that math. That's a lot of x-rays.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you. Take care.
Oh, you too. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I called. I wanted to know about checkup and cleaning. She made no attempt to get me in. Now, look, I got to say, $295 for an exam, pro fee, full set of x-rays. I'm not complaining about the fee. You have every right to charge whatever you want. But just remember, for many people, that is sticker shock. They have no idea that a checkup and an exam, pro fee, and full set of radiographs is that much. So let's sell it a little bit. Tell her what goes into the exam, the pro fee, the radio. Well, she told me it's 18 images each of 32 teeth, so I could be there all day. But let's just sell it a little bit more. Let the patient know how great the office is. Ask them when they want to come in, the best day for them, be friendly, whatever it is. And also, as you know, I'm not a fan of just jumping right into the insurance question, but I think it would have been totally appropriate for her to find out if I had dental insurance, because I may have insurance and have no idea what it covers. And I would have been so glad to hear that my exam, pro fee, and x-rays are most likely fully covered. So no attempt to get the patient in. I think we're going to have to give her a big zero.
Dental Group, how can I help you?
Hey, I have a question for you. How much does it cost for just like a regular checkup and cleaning?
Have you had x-rays done before anywhere in the past year?
Oh, not in the past year. I've had x-rays before, but I had my femur about 6 months ago, but everything was fine.
No, x-rays on your teeth?
Not in the last year.
Okay. I'll check you. It'll be like a little bit over $300. But you don't have any.
That's for the checkup and the cleaning? I don't, yeah.
You don't?
Yeah, I see. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And do you have any kind of, like, new patient special or any kind of...
No.
No, nothing like that. No. Okay, cool. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Do you have any kind of new patient special? Nah, we don't want it. I just kind of gave a number. And as I said before, I'm not a huge fan of jumping into the insurance question, but I think it would have been totally appropriate here because she could tell I was kind of slacking off and ready to leave the call. She made no attempt to save me, zero attempt to appoint me. Each of these calls lasted about a minute. Wow, can this streak continue? I don't know. Someone's got to do it right. Someone's got to do it right. Let's go to the next call and see what happens.
Dental, please listen closely as our menu options have changed. If you need a non-emergency exam or cleaning, please press 1. If you have a dental emergency, please press 2. For orthodontic inquiries, please press 3. For scheduling or any other non-billing inquiries, please press 4. For any billing inquiries, please press 5.
Some menu. Man, I'm sure they're going to get me to the right person with that kind of menu. Got to.
Hello, thank you so much for calling Dental. My name is Alma. What can I do for you today?
I'll tell you what you can do. I have a question. Can you tell me how much it costs for checkup and cleaning?
Yes. In this case, I wouldn't have that price. Would you like me to transfer you over?
Or sure, transfer me over to where?
Here. Let me... Yeah, just bear with me just a second. Let me go ahead and see what I can do, okay?
All right, cool, sure. Great. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, all right.
After 10 different choices of who to speak with, she can't help me with my question. All right, unbelievable.
Thank you so much for your patience, sir. So, sir, mm-hmm. We have a plan on dental. It's called Smile Solutions. That one is costing $100 the membership plus $50 for the cleaning and the checkup, but that membership is for 1 year. So, you know how the checkup and the cleaning, you do it every 6 months? So on your next 6 months, when you have to do the cleaning, you will only pay $50. And also, if you have any pain or any emergencies, that one is covered also by this plan for free, you know, without any charge.
Okay, so it's $100.
Mm-hmm, for the membership, and then, plus $50.
And the membership.
Yes.
So if I come in, like, let's say I come, go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry, sir. I was saying that $100, it's only for the membership that is lasting 1 year, and the $50 is for the cleaning. So this membership also gives you, like, if you need any procedures or anything like that, you only pay, like, a little bit, not, like, everything how it normally is. It gives you, like, discounts, like, say, like, that way.
Okay, so it's $100, and then my cleaning and checkup is $50 if I'm a member. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
And then how about
x-rays?
So
in the x-rays are already included. They are without any charge.
Okay, and then you said if I need anything else, so if I need a crown, it'll be like just like $100 or so?
That's right. Yes, and
wow.
Also if you like... Yes, and if you want to see more of the prices, you can get online. The website is called Solutions, and right there you can see the prices and all of that.
Wow, I think I'm going to do that. I'll check it out. That's great.
Yes, it's actually a great plan because it's totally like a lot of difference since, you know, like the normal price is actually really a little bit more higher.
Just a little more higher. Well, I like a plan. I like a good plan. Sounds like a plan.
Sure.
All right.
And and if you like, once you check it out, you can become a member online, or you could do it on the office once you come in for your appointment. That's where you can also get the membership. You can just be calling for right now. If you like, go on the website, then give us a call back to schedule the appointment. And when you call back, just say that you're going to get the Smile Solutions and that you're going to pay at the front desk.
Got it. And do I get like a little membership card like I have for Costco or anything like that?
I do not know that, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, on
the
website also.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the website also, it gives you the number for Smile Solutions also. You can call them to ask like those questions.
Sounds like a good idea. Right on. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome, sir. Is there something else I can assist you with?
You gave me so much info. You were extremely helpful. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate the words, and I hope you have a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Yes, there's something else that you can help me with. Make me an appointment. Offer me an appointment. Come on. Man, her description of the and I love membership plans. Her description of the membership plan just was so confusing and I'm sure inaccurate. I don't think the doc would be too happy if she's telling me I can get a crown for $100. That's a great deal. Or maybe it's the worst crown in the world. I'm not sure, but I suspect that her description was horrible. I went to the link on their page to check out the membership plan. And it got me to a 404 not found page, so you can't even check it out. And she gave a ton of information. And then, of course, made no attempt to appoint. I got to say, kind of general, generic, whatever you want to call it, advice is never tell somebody to go check something on the web and then get back to you because they just won't do it. She could have given me that advice, but let's make the appointment as long as I'm on there. She could have gone to the web and read me some things. Well, I don't care what she did. She should have tried to go for the appointment. Never say to somebody, go check out this website and call me back. Go check with your insurance company and call me back because they never do. Get the appointment, get the contact information and hold their hand if you have to, but don't send somebody away. And I do want to point out also that we edited the whole time for the podcast, but I was on hold for about 4 minutes. Anybody else would have hung up, but not us on the Dental Practice Fixers. Okay, let's do one more call just for fun here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this the dental office?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
Oh, question for you. How much is just like a regular checkup and cleaning?
I'm sorry, I can't quote prices over the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Thank you so much then.
You're welcome.
Okay. Right. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ah, could she have gotten me off the phone? Could she have sounded any more annoyed and tried to get me off the phone any quicker? That was horrible. Horrible. You could even hear in her voice how irritated she is. Oh, it's just one of those shoppers. You know what? You think the Porsche dealer's upset when a shopper comes in? Do you think a furniture store is upset when a shopper comes in? Shoppers are there for a reason. They want information. They want to come to your practice. Don't treat me like I'm a third-class citizen because I asked a fee, even if you're not going to give it over the phone. Be friendly. Be warm. Appoint. Try to do something good. Man, that was one of the worst I've ever heard. Fortunately, it was quick. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Dental Practice Fixers. Just a couple quick notes of things I mentioned. If you want amazing search engine optimization, so when people Google, they're going to find you, go to maddow.com/SEO. That's maddow.com/SEO. Sign up for our newsletter where I give you all kinds of great information and dates of webinars we're having, and you can win a free Dental Practice Fixers coffee mug. That's just maddow.com/newsletter. And of course, if you want to pay just a low flat monthly fee for your credit card processing, maddow.com/save. Hey, I'm Dr. Richard Maddow, and thanks so much for being with me on this week's episode of the Dental Practice Fixers. I hope to see you soon. Bye.